What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, young adults, this is Miriam. I'm privileged to be able to share once again with you. I pray that this blesses you, that it encourages you, that it brings your faith to another level in Jesus' name. And I'm going to be sharing on the way we live our lives, the way that we show Jesus, the way that you carry yourself. Basically, because we want to honor him. That is number one. That is our goal. That's what we strive for as Christians, as believers, is to honor him. And I'm going to start 1 Peter 3, verse 16. And this is talking about when people are against you, or when somebody tries, you know, to maybe have something negative to say about you. It says, then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Glory be to God. This word right here, let it be done to you as your faith. I receive this. I pray you receive this, because it's what other way would you want to be known as? What other way would you want, like, what reputation do you want for yourself? And it's not for people. It's not, you know, because you care about people's opinions. It's because you care about Christ's opinion and you want to bring people to Christ. Therefore, you know, you want to live a good life. Therefore, you want to radiate like him in you. This word just excites me. So I'm going to backtrack, because how is it that, you know, what is that good life? How are people going to be ashamed when they try to find something against you? What is that good life? The only way we can know and find about the good life is being in communion with Jesus Christ, with his word, because he is the word, right? So going back to 1 Peter 3:8, and this teaching is like I would do it no justice, because I want to try to keep it short and to the point. But the word is, that's why the Bible says study, meditate on this word day and night, that you may be able to obey all that it's in it. So this is just a little taste of that. Verse 8 says, finally, all of you should be of one mind, sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters. Pause right there. How do you love your brother? How do you love your sister? And I'm not speaking if, you know, your brother or your sister has wronged you. I'm speaking if, you know, you're in good terms with your brother and your sister, or your sister, maybe you don't have any. But ultimately, how would you want to be loved? How you would want to be respected, right? You would want to be uplifted, right? You would want to know that you have that support from that person. And this is how Jesus is telling us to love all of us, not just your flesh and your blood, but your brothers and sisters. Anybody that is a believer, anybody that, you know, you love, is your brother and your sister. It says, be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. Don't repay evil with evil. Don't relate with insults. Don't retaliate. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. Look at that right there. If somebody wrongs you, the Bible is telling you to pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will grant you His blessing. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and His ears are open to their prayers. There's a key right there. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. So if you want your prayers to be answered, if you don't want your prayers to be hindered, then do as we just read. Pay back evil with good. Love like brothers and sisters. Always have an humble attitude. And the Bible says that the Lord will watch over you, and His ears will be open to your prayers. Hallelujah. So then it's talking about suffering for doing good. And I'm still in 1 Peter 3 and I'm in 13 now. It says, now who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you suffer for what is doing right, God will reward you for it. I've been there. Maybe you've been there. You know, this world's only getting darker and darker. Everything that used to be wrong is now right. So I know that we've all maybe been in that place, you know, when you're standing up for something good, when you're standing up for something that you know that God backs up, but you know, the world, or you know, put it down to where you can understand, your relative, your coworker, they're not understanding, and they're persecuting you, which will happen. It can happen. It says, if you suffer for what is doing, for what, even if you suffer for doing, what is right, God will reward you for it. I'm a witness. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And look, if you have God backing you up, who cares who's against you? It says, so don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope, as your conscience is clear. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. Hallelujah. How are you going to explain it, though, if you haven't been in the Word? How are you going to explain it, though, if you're not having that fruit in your life? How will you explain it if you don't have a relationship with Him? Check yourself right there. That's verse 15. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Yes, do it, it says, in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then, if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live, because you belong to Christ. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. And verse 18 says, Christ suffered for our sins for once and for all. He never sinned, but He died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but He was raised to life in the Spirit. Glory be to God. I know that was a lot. I read basically, you know, 1 Peter 3:8 to 18, and I can go on and on. because this word right here is so rich. Write it down. 1 Peter 3:8 to 18. Study it on your time. It's so rich. If we want to live our lives, you know, that people can't bring nothing against you, then you got to watch out. You got to guard yourself. You got to be in this word so they can't find anything against you. The Bible says, speaking of Daniel, and I'm not sharing on Daniel and the lion's den today, but Daniel, Daniel 6, 4, you know, we know that Daniel got thrown in the lion's den. Why? Because he wouldn't bow to the king. And they were trying to find something, like, to pin him, you know, against him. But they couldn't find anything. And the Bible says that Daniel is just such a great role model in this area, because he had great ability and he was capable far more than others. But Daniel, there was a key to Daniel's life. He was a man of prayer. He had a relationship with God. He prayed 3 times a day. So when they were trying to find something against him again, you know, they couldn't find anything against him because he was faithful. I'm reading out of 6:4. He was always responsible and he was completely trustworthy. Are you faithful? Are you responsible? Are you completely trustworthy? So then it goes on and says, so they concluded our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel will be connected with the rules of his religion, his faith. That may that be the only thing that they can find to accuse you. Whatever laws come, whatever, you know, is banned, that, you know, we don't bow, that we don't ever lose our faith in Christ. And in order for us to get to that point, we got to have a relationship with him. If not, we're not going to be able to stand. So they couldn't find anything against Daniel because, I mean, there was no fault in him. This is so good. Like, you know, it says back in 1 Peter 3, if somebody wants to bring something against you, that good life that you live because you belong in Christ is going to speak for you. You won't even have to speak. You won't even have to fight. I'm telling you. I live this. Me and my husband live this. Back in February, we didn't even have to fight because there's no explain, like, oh my gosh, like, you don't have to explain yourself. You get to a point where you don't have to explain yourself to anybody because the fruit in your life is so evident. It's just like, it's like they got, it's like hush mouth. They're on hush mouth because, you know, you're a competent worker, you're honest, you're responsible, and you don't do this because it's you. You do this because he lives in you. This is all you know. Anytime that you want to cheat, anytime you want to take the short way out, it's like the Holy Spirit in you is like checking you. It's like, hold up, this is not us. Like, this is not us. That's the old man, and the spirit in you is already growing. It's bigger now. That, like, before, when you barely gave your life to Christ, you were still slipping up on little dumb stuff, but now you're not that person anymore. You've grown, and now it's like not an option. Like, you work as unto the Lord. You don't work unto man. You don't get irritated. You might get in your flesh a little bit, you know, but you have, you know, it's normal. You have emotions, you have feelings, but those emotions and those feelings don't control you. The Lord controls you. That spirit in you controls you. And I said I didn't want to go long, so let me go to, I'm just gonna recap 2 Corinthians 5:11. We're Christ's ambassadors. So we understand that we are fearfully, responsible to the Lord. We work hard to persuade others. God knows we are sincere, and I hope you know this too. And I'm just going to recap it. In 14, it says, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for us, we also believe that we have died to the old life. He died for everyone who received this new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So it says, stop looking at yourself from the human point of view. You're now a new person. Your old life is gone and your new life has begun. And it says that God has given us now the task of reconciling people to him. So we are Christ ambassadors. We're Christ ambassadors. I'm in verse 20. God is making his appeal through us. Through us, we speak when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be an offering for our sin so that we could be made right through God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our lives speak. We have our mouths, of course. We are the mouthpiece of God. And when you speak, you better be speaking that fire. You better be speaking his word, because that's the only thing. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing bone and marrow. That's where the power is in his word. That's why today, and most of the times I come on here, I want to read nothing but word to you, because it's not, I can tell you my testimony, but that there's only power in my testimony because I've applied the word to it. Without the word, it's nothing. So don't get annoyed if I read a lot of scripture to you. And in closing, I'm going to go to Proverbs 12:12, which I've got to have my Proverbs, my daily dose of Proverbs, and I'm looking for it. Proverbs 12:12 says, thieves are jealous of each other's loot. The world is looking at their possessions. It's looking at what they have, and they are jealous of each other. But the godly are well rooted. You're rooted. You got to be rooted. If you're not rooted, you're going to fall. You're not going to make it. It says, but the godly are well rooted and bear their own fruit. We bear our own fruit. We don't worry about what everybody else is having, where everybody else is going, where are they working at, what are they doing. We don't worry because we have our own fruit, and our fruit is what's going to draw those that we're believing for to Christ. In Jesus' name, I believe it. I'm believing for family members. I'm believing for friends. And I know you are too. And let that be your prayer, that, you know, the fruit that you have brings others to him. It speaks for Christ. Christ delights when we glorify him, body, mind, spirit, and soul. We just celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Friday night, Pastor Sandy's message on Good Friday. Find it on YouTube, The Power of Love Church, or on even the podcast. It's also on podcast. That message, everything that the cross gave to you, what did the cross do for you? It gave you, you know, your healing. It gave you, he made himself poor so that you could be rich. You got to take all of that. You got to receive that for yourself. Get that revelation for yourself and get that holy anger. Start speaking and declaring what your portion is. Start being violent in your faith. If you're not violent in your faith, if you're just passive, look, you're just going to get whatever the crumbs, you're going to get whatever's left over. But let me tell you, if you're aggressive, if you have vision, if you have purpose, then you're gonna have everything that God says you're gonna have. And again, I've probably said this 3 times, but if you're not in the Word, if you don't have a relationship with Him, how are you gonna know what your portion is? Glory be to God. I'm gonna close again with that same scripture because I want it to be it's in me. It's in me. I want it to be in you. I want this to sound an alarm in your spirit, because people are going to rise up. People are going to say what they want to say against you. But I pray that the people at the Power of Love Church, the body of Christ, if you're in the body of Christ, that if anybody ever speaks against you, they're going to be put to shame when they see that good life you live, because we belong to Him. Hallelujah. I pray this blessed you. I have so much more, but I'm gonna stop right there. I love you. Send us a message. We'll see you at our next young adult service, which is gonna be, let me look, it's the last Friday of the month, so it's gonna be April 29th. If you're listening to this before then, we'll see you there, 7:30 at the Power of Love Church. Be blessed.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.